Good morning, everyone. Today is the 31st of October, 2018, and it's around 6 o'clock in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri this morning, and we're going to go take a little hike in a little bit. Lizette likes to take, we like to go out on hiking trails, especially in the fall. It's so beautiful this time of the year, and it's good exercise. I don't get around like I used to, but it's still one of those beautiful things to do during this time of the year. Andre Barros, good morning. Well, when I was in the University of Kansas, immersed in humanistic psychology, they taught something called the blank slate theory. Remember that? And so I wrote a poem about it. The blank slate theory is a great big lie which denies original sin. Man has never had a blank slate. He was a sinner born and conceived in sin. Adam brought the curse of sin upon all mankind. The blank slate theory is the theory of the blind leading the blind. When one denies the fall and the curse that we are dead in our trespasses and sin, then it automatically follows there's no need to be born again. But Christ came against the blank slate theory when he said to the weak and weary, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Good morning, David Kimmel. No man is born into this world with a blank slate. We are all full of sin, rage, and hate. Unless we are born again, we will remain in this state. So what should be our response to the lies of the blank slate theory? Well, we should be crying out to God for mercy. Good morning, Bishop Bauer. We should be crying out daily to God for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men? We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Good morning, Nina Jamarino. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. So all this humanistic psychology that they're teaching in undergraduate and graduate school is really a form of mind control. It's a denial of the Bible, is it not? It's not teaching the truth of God's word, but teaching something totally different. So, well, have you ever thought about why you are here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you had never been born? In this present life, you've grown to hate? Well, there are many things I don't understand, but I constantly must affirm he has the future in his hands. We have the wonderful news contained in God's word, how he came to die for the sheep that are of God's herd. Before creation, it was determined by the Father and Son that Christ would die for his people. The price has been paid. It's done. This is the greatest news for those lost and dead in sin, that Christ has come and died to purchase eternal life for them. For all that the Father had given him will come to him. Well, I'm reading this morning from this Poems for Edification, Volume 3, and I've shared with our audience. There was a time in my life when it seemed like every night God would wake me up in the middle of the night and I'd have these poems in my brain. and I would write them down. And it resulted in poems for edification volume 3, poems for edification volume 2, poems for edification volume 1, poems for edification volume 4. So that's what you're hearing this morning from volume 3. His mercies are new every morning. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the children of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard. Well, this one is called The Lord Buildeth Up Zion. Zion's walls will stand forever because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for her, having drunk of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She has been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down, but her master builder holds a scepter and wears a crown. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and sustains her with love, sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever. Her walls are secure, and God's blood-bought people will eternally be secure. Well, this next one is entitled, As We Get Older. None of us are getting any younger, right? Do I have to tell my age? As we get older and our bodies are wearing out, we begin to realize we will soon depart this life, and that there is no doubt. What once seemed so important is now not important at all. The kind of house you live in or the kind of car you drive, now one's focus seems more on how to stay alive. With all the aches and pains and the thought processes too, seems to be slowing down makes you examine yourself anew. Of course, this degenerative process is the result of the fall and sin. It makes me rejoice in the fact that I've been born again. Amar Shahzad, welcome aboard. And everyone else. I can't always see everyone that comes on. Ezekiel Wayman, Wanaman. I'll try that again. Ezekiel Wanyama. I think I said that right. Hello and good morning. I guess it's good morning or good evening, wherever you are. Had I never been born the first time into this accursed earth, I could never experience the joy of a new birth. The anticipation to be eternally with Him makes it worth all the challenges. Being born, aging, dying, and going to be with my best friend. In heaven there will be no aches, pains, or mental deficiencies there, just a constant joy and peace where we will know no more care. Well, the next one that I'm going to read is Light, called Light versus Darkness. Light versus Darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our souls to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with his plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. Well, bitter herbs. Have you ever tasted something so bitter that was supposed to be good for you, then you've asked yourself the question, how could this possibly be true? Christ partook of the most bitter cup that we can imagine, drinking from the gall of rejection from his Father and giving his people eternal salvation. If we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution, a most bitter herb that we have tasted. It may be bitter, but its results are never wasted. The bitter herb of persecution merely drives us to our Savior, and there's nothing sweeter tasting than to partake of his favor. So the next time you taste of the bitter herb of suffering and pain, just thank the Lord that to you he has an entrance gained into the realms of glory where sits the Lamb of God interceding for you as on this vale of tears you trod. Well, this next one that I'm going to read was written around the Christmas season. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I do celebrate the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is entitled, The Word Became Flesh and Dwelt Among Us. Around this time of year, we think of the baby Jesus lying in a manger. The creator of the universe being born in a stable to our minds can be nothing stranger. Why did he come in such a humble manner? There was no room for him in the inn, to show us that he has taken on the form of being fully man. Yes, he was fully God as well, laying in that stable. This was not just a story for the children or a fable. Thousands of angels announced his birth to lowly shepherds in the field. The hope for all of Christ's people was manifested in time. He was revealed. But he's no longer a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem. He has put all things under his feet. He is the great I Am. We don't worship and pray to a little baby in a stable, but we worship the Master who is well able to speak the worlds into existence and save a sinner like me during this holiday season. Let us worship the King of Kings. Well, the next one is entitled, The Lord Loves His Children Forever. The Lord loves his children forever, and everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all of this strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you are in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. Well, the next one is entitled, Christ's Word Forever Stands. Christ's word forever stands. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out what they have said is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ are, we can trust with more assurance, we can know so. Well, let's see. I'll read a couple more before we call it a day. Go out and do our daily activities. This one is called The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, the last one I'm going to read this morning is called Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because He holds the world in the palm of His hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children, He is always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. Well, I hope today you will be encouraged. I hope you will put a smile on your face. You will have the joy of the Lord. Sometimes it's not easy to do. But I'm reminded of that old song that they used to sing when I was a little boy. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the little bitty baby. In His hands, He's got the little bitty baby. In His hands, He's got the little bitty baby. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got you and me, sister. In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. It's good to know, isn't it? That He is in control of our destiny. We don't control our own destiny. He's in control. And so, let us be reminded of that this morning. God bless. Have a blessed day.